Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Chuck Kiskaden. Chuck, thanks for joining us today. Chuck was a guest on the show a few weeks ago, and you can find information about his background in the index files at exitcoachradio.com. Chuck, please let our listeners know what you do and who your target client is.
Bill, we're insurance consultants and brokers for employer groups. Gosh, our target audience, we have clients that range in size from 10 to 15 employees all the way up to groups of over 100 or so. No particular industry. Everyone needs our expertise as it relates to healthcare, buying healthcare now with all of the Affordable Care Act changes and just understanding what's going on.
Excellent. What trends are happening in your industry right now, Chuck, as if there isn't a huge one going on?
Well, certainly it's large, it's huge, it's confusing to everyone. I'd say probably the most current trend is that costs are continuing to go up in spite of what they're trying to do with the Affordable Care Act. But the thing that's most perplexing to employers and employees right now is that as they look at all the new benefit plans, the networks of physicians and hospitals is changing drastically. I had one group where they decided to switch to a different option. They currently had Health Net. They switched to another program that offered Health Net with some other carriers. And some of their employees, when they switched to the new option, couldn't continue to go to the same doctor they did, even though they stayed with Health Net. Because
That's
the
awful.
New networks are different and don't include all the doctors, and it's creating a lot of confusion.
Is it going to get fixed? What's the outlook right now?
It won't get fixed very quickly. The outlook is that it's going to probably even get more confusing. A lot of employers put off their renewals. They renewed in December of last year, and they put it off until December of this year. And as they start getting their renewal notices, they'll start looking at all their options, and then it's just really going to get totally exposed at that time. There's some discussion at the state level to try to, and the federal level, to try to get the carriers to put larger networks into the exchanges, like the Covered California Exchange, to put larger networks in, but that means that they have to bring the expensive hospitals and expensive doctors back in. And that's not going to happen until next year or the year after that. So, no, it doesn't get fixed very quickly.
Yeah, well, never does. What do employers need to do to have the lowest possible premiums under the new law?
There's a number of things. I've discovered that, like I said, some employers got renewed early. And when they renewed early, they kept their old plans, their old products, and their old pricing. However, it's very possible that if they had did switch to some of the newer plans, they could move to a plan that would offer almost the same services and be less expensive. And I had one group that was going to stay under the old pricing mechanism. They went to the new one and found out they would leave from an age-rated product, go into the mid-market, and save about 20%. So every employer has to get a second opinion about staying where they're at, or should they look at some new options.
And with all the rules changing, you need a real expert like Chuck Kiskaden to do that, ladies and gentlemen. So pay heed here. Are there any examples where you were able to save an employer some more money under the new law's parameters, or is that the best example that you just gave us?
Well, that's the best example. I have had other clients that have found out that by switching to the new pricing mechanism, if they had a group that was basically a little bit older than normal, the new rates are less expensive than staying with the old plan. If you have a younger group, the rates for the younger employees actually went up significantly under this new plan. So based on the demographics of the group, there are certainly some groups that could save some money by switching right now and looking at the plans available instead of waiting for the renewal all the way out in December.
So don't assume just because you have a renewal date way out in the future, you can't do something about it right now, right?
That is correct. Everybody should look at their changes immediately. For our current clients, we're actually looking for all of them to see if it's better to switch now instead of waiting. We want to be proactive about that. and make sure there were none of our clients are leaving any money on the table.
What are a few current tips that you would give people right now, knowing what we know today about what's going on with the Affordable Health Care Act, Chuck?
The first tip is definitely call your insurance broker and demand that they shop it immediately, find out everything that's out there, and find out if there's a better option. It also would give employers the option to look at these new plans, the platinum, gold, silver, and bronze, because they renewed under the old plan. It's possible that these new plans may offer them a new level where they can actually have better benefits and save some money. So they really should immediately do some due diligence, some solid due diligence, and get their brokers working.
Great stuff. Chuck, what is the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
They can certainly go to our website, healthbenefitsadvisors.com. They could send me an email. That's chuck@healthbenefitsadvisors.com. Or they can call me directly. I look forward to hearing from people. My number is 949-636-3601.
This gentleman is a wealth of information for our listeners. Please utilize him as a resource. He's a great guy. Chuck, thanks for calling in to give us your update. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to other future updates from you. We have been talking with Chuck Kiskaden of Health Benefits Advisors, Inc., and we'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.